I was in high school. The Cubes were really officially as a band were 79. There was a band before that, Prong, that I had in high school. Those were all guys. There were like three guitar players. I was singing with another guy, you know, it was bass, drums, somebody was doing percussion. I think it ended up being nine people. We actually played with Flirt, and I think there were a couple other bands, and I'd have to look in the diaries or something, but that was before Cubes. So there really was another band I had, or we had. With the Cubes, though, it was the drummer who's in the Seatbelts now, Tony. Yeah, I kept in touch with him after we were out of Detroit for those couple of years. And he played drums, and he was really good, and we got back in touch, and and Al. These are people that I went to school with in Detroit. So Tony and Al came out and met me. We found a guitar player, put an ad in the paper, and that was Gary, and there was the Cubes. My parents were just like, yeah, whatever. We're doing really good in high school. Me and my sister, we had jobs. And we were in high school, and I had a band. It was like, to me, that seemed normal. It was a lot. I don't even know how I couldn't believe it. Looking back now, when we were talking, like, how did I do all that? And I got good grades, you know, really good. I was on the honor. It was like, but we were rebellious. We were running around being sort of maniacs and stuff, I gotta admit, because it was different then. I don't know, like, high school kids sort of are now, but it's still a different culture.